It was a loud, busy day. The Princeton Plasma Physics Lab packed the conference with science booths and STEM groups. Nearly 600 7th to 10th grade girls lit bubbles on fire, dug into evidence with the FBI, and watched super-fast cameras in action. They also met female scientists, potential mentors. Mattawan Aberdeen Middle School science teacher Patricia Hillier brought 10 girls. She remembers feeling different for loving science when she was a student.
I remember taking my physics class in high school and my partners telling me, oh, you aren't going to do the lab. We're going to do it. You can just write down the answers. And I was too shy to really speak up and say, no, I'm going to do the lab also.
Hillier's father told her she was unusual because she loved science. She wants her own students to get a different message.
This really made it important for me to show them that they need to be empowered and they're just as important as everybody else.
One of her students, Alana Hill, says both boys and girls are attracted to science in her class.
Right now in middle school, there's not really a separation yet, but in high school I've heard that there is, and boys get to do other things, and not a lot of girls participate in stuff.
At first, only a handful of the 67 students at Hill School who showed an interest in science club were girls. But that's changing. Dorothy Brussell says time in the club builds confidence in the classroom.
It's really nice to know that when you're in class and you know how to do something and you show other kids, especially boys, how to do it, you know, you get that sense of pride that you know something that you could help others learn.
For WHYY News, I'm Jeanette Beebe.